local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And details on that Auburn-Alabama basketball game from last night coming up with Dalton in just a few minutes. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. Dense fog advisory still in place this morning. Foggy in Mobile and Baldwin counties. We'll get more of that from Dr. Bill coming up in depth at 7:35. Right now, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
If you're the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we have an accident involving a school bus and somebody in a wheelchair at Michigan Avenue and Government Street. Avoid the area if you can. Turn lane, also Highway 90 at Theodore Dawes Road. You've got another accident with injuries as the fog's been a big player and will be for a while across the Bayway at Long I-65. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. Get a free quote at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Ask yourself what you will miss more, your children or cigarettes. As long as I can remember, my mother smoked. She died from lung cancer when I was 16. I could not take the chance of continuing smoking and not being here for my daughter. I know how much I needed my mom still, and I didn't realize it until I had lost her.
You're not just quitting for yourself. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with morning fog, then scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the lower 50s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon readings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, it's from the text line and the phone lines. That wreck there on Government is affecting both east and westbound Government. So from Ann to Michigan, that has all been shut down from that wreck. We did get word that the school children have been taken off the bus. They're fine.
Yeah, that was according to a text on our text line. So one person has said that. We need to confirm that today. But yeah, bad wreck there on Government at Ann. So caller said it's been shut down on Government and to Michigan.
All right, so take that into account. We'll keep you up to date with Kane and the traffic department throughout the morning. A segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. The holidays are over and it's a brand new year. And if you're thinking about high interest credit cards you used over the holidays and those bills coming due, here's something to ease your mind. You can pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, which is way lower than the national average of over 20% APR. Plus, there are no fees, absolutely no fees. No application fee, no origination fee, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties, and the application is so quick and easy, you can apply right from your phone. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount. Only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. On the way this hour, three big things, top news stories of the day, which, by the way, you can also check out on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. These are what folks are going to be talking about by the time you get to work this morning. Senate takes over President Trump's impeachment after the handoff from the House. Also, Matt Gaetz confirms 12 of the 21 Saudi trainees sent home. The other day, you know, they had the big presser with A.G. Barr. They were stationed at NAS Pensacola, and a Mobile man pursuing a whistleblower case against federal agency that he claims cost his company $51 million. Details on that on the way. And yesterday, yes, it was, I don't know, the pomp and circumstance is probably not the right word, but it was the tradition for four times ever of moving articles of impeachment from the House to the Senate.
Did you see they even had special impeachment pens that they used?
I did, and Speaker Pelosi was grasping at this big pile of impeachment pens over there. It was strange to watch all that going down. But yeah, it's happening now. It's moved from the House to the Senate. President Trump's impeachment trial is in motion. And correspondent Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
President Trump has been impeached on two charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The team of House members or impeachment managers has been named, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they will act as the prosecutors.
The emphasis is on litigators. The emphasis is on comfort level in the courtroom.
The team has seven members, Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, House Democratic Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries, and Representatives Zoe Lofgren, Val Demings, Jason Crow, and Sylvia Garcia. This will be Lofgren's third presidential impeachment. Demings is a former police chief, Crow is a former Army Ranger and litigator, and Garcia a former judge. Republican Doug Collins decried the entire impeachment process as pure partisan politics.
There is not overwhelming evidence. We've discussed this over and over and over till we're blue in the face, but it doesn't matter because this is a political impeachment.
House Speaker Pelosi shot down that argument and noted the seriousness of the situation.
Only the vote to declare war would be something more serious than this.
And Jerry Nadler reminded the House why this impeachment is so serious.
This trial is necessary because President Trump gravely abused the power of his office when he strong-armed a foreign government to announce investigations into his domestic political rival.
It was a largely partisan vote of 228 to 193 to approve the impeachment managers and send the articles of impeachment to the Senate for trial. In signing the articles of impeachment for delivery to the Senate, Speaker Pelosi made special note of the history about to unfold.
When the managers walk down the hall, they will cross a threshold in history, delivering articles of impeachment against the President of the United States for abuse of power and obstruction of the House.
She also urged senators to heed the special oath that as jurors they will be required to take, an oath that says they will do impartial justice.
Let's hope that they uphold that oath that they take.
And with that, the articles were delivered by House Clerk Cheryl Johnson.
A resolution appointing and authorizing managers for the impeachment trial of Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says an official presentation of the articles of impeachment will take place at noon today in the Senate chamber. After that, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts will arrive.
He will be sworn in by the President pro tem, Senator Grassley. Then the Chief Justice will swear in all of us senators.
Senator McConnell closed by saying this is a difficult time for our nation.
But this is precisely the kind of time for which the framers created the Senate.
President Trump's impeachment trial begins in earnest in the Senate next Tuesday. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A shooting in Baldwin County stemmed from an incident that started in Florida. One person was shot around 8 last night on Highway 90 near Champion Paper Road in Seminole. The victim was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office are both investigating. Opening statements are expected to begin this morning in the trial of a man accused of murdering three family members in Pensacola. Donald Hartung will face a jury for the first time today, nearly 5 years after the brutal crime. Investigators believe a witchcraft ritual was the motive behind the crime. A Mobile police officer injured in the line of duty is still recovering 1 year after a crash. Last year, Officer Clayton Graham was hit by another car on Halls Mill Road near the Spring Creek Bridge. The woman accused of hitting him, Shannon Foreman, faces several charges connected to that crash. You will hear from Officer Graham's family tonight on News 5 at 10. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Good morning. It's 7:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, Alabama running back Najee Harris will reportedly return for his senior season with the Crimson Tide. Harris has not officially made his decision public. It was first reported at Bama Online yesterday. But Harris did share an Instagram post from quarterback Mac Jones late yesterday afternoon that seemingly confirmed his decision. The Mac Jones post had a picture of the two and said, "Let's go to work, my brother." In three seasons at Alabama, Harris has rushed for 2,377 yards and 20 touchdowns. He also has 356 yards receiving and 7 touchdown receptions. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron was named the winner of the 2019 Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award. The award's been given annually to the National Coach of the Year since 1986. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney won the award last season and three of the past 4 years. Orgeron, the first SEC coach to take home the award since Gus Malzahn in 2013. It's the first time that Orgeron has won the award. It'll be tough for Coach O to repeat that feat next year. Not only will LSU be without senior quarterback Joe Burrow and their passing game coordinator Joe Brady, who moved into the offensive coordinator role with the Carolina Panthers, but 7 Tigers underclassmen have now declared for the NFL draft. Among those who announced on Wednesday that they will turn pro are the team's leading rusher, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, leading pass catcher, Justin Jefferson, leading tackler, Jacob Phillips, and the nation's Jim Thorpe Award winner, which is given to the top defensive back, Grant Delpit. Center Lloyd Cushenberry III, left tackle Sadiq Charles, and inside linebacker Patrick Queen will also leave early for the NFL. The second leading tackler, safety Jacoby Stevens, along with nose tackle Tyler Shelvin, announced that they will return to LSU. Video after Monday night's championship game appeared to show former LSU Tiger Odell Beckham Jr. handing out cash to LSU players on the field. When LSU Associate Athletic Director Robert Munson was asked about that on Tuesday night, he said, quote, "It was a joke. The bills were fake bills." But on an interview with Barstool Sports' Pardon My Take on Tuesday morning, Tigers Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow said that that cash was not fake.
Yeah, I'm not a student-athlete anymore, so I can say, yeah.
LSU issued a statement Wednesday saying it was aware of video showing, quote, apparent cash being given to players by Beckham, and that it's been in contact with the NCAA and the SEC regarding the matter. In SEC basketball, the Alabama Crimson Tide handed the Auburn Tigers their first loss of the season with an 83-64 tied win last night in Tuscaloosa. Alabama took the lead early, never trailed in the game. Auburn turned the ball over 21 times, which ties a season high. Alabama point guard Kyra Lewis Jr. scored a game-high 25 points in the win. And that Tigers loss leaves number 7 ranked San Diego State as the nation's last unbeaten team. Up next, Auburn visits Florida and Alabama hosts Missouri on Saturday. South Carolina came back from down 14 points to beat number 10 Kentucky 81-78. The Gamecocks' Jermaine Cousinard banked in a last-second three-pointer as time expired.
Cousinard with one, pull up three, good if it goes, he got it, he got it, he got it, Carolina wins, unreal shot by Jermaine Cousinard.
That was the call from the SEC Network. Kentucky now 12-4 after its first conference loss of the year. Georgia routed Tennessee 80-63, and Arkansas beat Vanderbilt 75-55. Great news for New Orleans Pelicans fans. Executive Vice President David Griffin told reporters yesterday that Zion Williamson, the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, is expected to make his debut January 22nd at home against San Antonio.
Assuming he is
cleared by then, which he is not quite yet. Our anticipation is he'll play his first game on the 22nd at home against San Antonio.
Williamson has not played since undergoing arthroscopic surgery on October 21st to repair a torn right lateral meniscus. It's 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
There's one place where college football becomes pro football. One game, one field, one day. The 71st annual Reese's Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 25th, where college football's top talent will compete in front of NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs. Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl. The draft starts here. Tickets on sale now at seniorbowl.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with morning fog, then scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the lower 50s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon readings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've got an accident with injuries involving a school bus at Government in Michigan. Avoid the area if you can. Also got one without injuries at Water in St. Louis. And a new one just happened a few minutes ago at Pleasant Valley Road and Magnolia Road. Still waiting for this fog to burn off. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. It can also help with audits or if you owe additional taxes. Call 380-6293 and see them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. And the fog hopefully will burn off. I don't know. I was at the battleship yesterday, and it was just starting to burn off down on the causeway about 2:30 when I was leaving for the broadcast down there. Another one of those days on the way, but changes are coming, says Dr. Bill.
Yeah, but you took a cool picture up there on the battleship yesterday. That was hashtag artsy.
Thank you. Gray battleship, gray skies.
Very cool.
Combine those things. We get a chance, maybe the midday show today, too. I got a real treat yesterday. Got to go lower down in the USS Alabama than I ever have before. Even as a Cub Scout and a kid when we got to run wild, went the whole way down to the radio room where the transmitters are that they're restoring. There's guys in from Massachusetts right now that are working on these transmitters to restore them. The original equipment, y'all.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. I mean, I was looking at them, and I go, I kind of understand, but so much has changed. Like, I could tell they're radio transmitters, but what they are compared to what we use today is like a Model T and a McLaren or something like that. But these guys know how to repair them, get parts for them. It's unbelievable the work they're doing. We'll talk about that probably on the midday show today. It's called Phase 1 with no assurance when Phase 2 will be ready. China and the United States signed a partial trade agreement at the White House yesterday. More on that from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
200 American and Chinese business leaders and media filling the East Room for the Phase 1 signing, pulling the U.S. and China back, de-escalating the trade war.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade.
China says it will be buying more American goods and ag products under this partial agreement. Even if many issues are left unfinished, Wall Street has been pleased that some tariffs have been rolled back by both countries and new tariffs set to go into effect a month ago were avoided. Ahead of the ceremony on CNBC, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin revealing that China has agreed to create new rules to avoid theft of American intellectual property, but much of it TBD in the so-called Phase 2.
A very significant amount of the technology issues are in Phase 1. There are certain areas of other services away from financial services that will be in Phase 2. There's certain additional cybersecurity issues that will be in Phase 2.
China says it will be buying more American goods and ag products under this partial agreement. The official Chinese delegation was relatively small, led by Vice Premier Liu He, and Beijing maintains it will try to achieve certain American import goals.
Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
The National Association of Manufacturers is blessing the initial agreement, having previously argued against tariffs that increased parts from China. Farmers for Free Trade issuing a statement referencing past promises. We were told Mexico would make massive ag purchases from the U.S. and that the EU would make huge purchases of U.S. ag products. Neither of those promises were fulfilled. Now we're being told that China will double the level of its historic purchases. Needless to say, there is a healthy skepticism. One major aspect being promoted by U.S. officials, Phase 1 talks about punishment if China does not abide by rules in whatever comes in the long run, letting the U.S. act instead of waiting for the World Trade Organization to make a ruling. Bob Costantini, the White House.
It's funny, the markets didn't seem to react greatly to that news yesterday, probably because they figured it was going to happen anyway. You know, your market's always working ahead of the news cycle.
Yeah, that's what
they don't want to, and then something happens in the news and they all panic.
That's what I was wondering if they had already done that before it happened or if they were waiting for Phase 2.
Yeah, I think it's just they had built that in already. I mean, look at where the markets are. I mean, setting all-time highs day after day. Pretty heady stuff. All right, 727. A story from John Sharp over at AL.com brings back the subject that was the subject of the year last year, of course, as dubbed in the Alabamian of the Year, right? The Alabama number one story.
Anti-toll movement.
That's right. Now it's back. John Sharp writes, an Interstate 10 freeway dubbed the North Bay Express connecting Virginia Street in Mobile to Daphne without any exits leading motorists to the Spanish Fort Causeway is under consideration as an alternative to the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project. The expressway, which would be a new four-lane highway adjacent to the existing bayway, would be much cheaper than the state's $2.1 billion I-10 project, costing about $1.2 billion. The freeway, like the original I-10 project, would include a new 215-foot-tall bridge over the Mobile River, but the new proposal doesn't require demolishing the existing bayway, nor would it include tolling the George Wallace Tunnel, both sensitive issues that eventually led to the I-10 Mobile River Bridge's downfall. What's unclear is if the new freeway would be assessed a toll or whether the project would be crafted as a public-private partnership, another one of these P3s, as the previous I-10 proposal. Concerns about the alternative proposal have surfaced along the eastern shore in Baldwin County because of the lack of exits onto the causeway. Talk more about this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and of course with you, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Could the bridge be back? We'll talk about it. Check in with Dr. Bill for our forecast. Yeah, winter returns to the Gulf Coast is going to take a couple days. He'll lay out that timeline, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Three people are safe after their boat caught on fire off the coast of Dolphin Island. The Coast Guard found the three holding onto a life raft in the water after escaping the burning boat. All three people are expected to be okay. This happened around 6 o'clock last night. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz confirms 12 of the 21 Saudi nationals expelled from the U.S. studied at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The Saudi military students were expelled after an investigation into the deadly mass shooting at NAS Pensacola. Some trainees reportedly posted jihadist or anti-American messages on social media, while others were accused of having child pornography. A new business in Pensacola is giving people a way to vent their frustration while having some fun. Grizzly Axes has now opened the Den of Destruction. The Rage Room lets you break things. You do have to wear protective gear and sign a waiver. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Based reportedly on information released by the U.S. press, Ukraine has opened a criminal investigation concerning the possible illegal collection of information on former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Correspondent Fred Plykin reads from a statement from Ukraine's Interior Ministry.
They said that they're basing all this on the materials that were made public by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Obviously, all those text messages and similar communications that were published over the past 24 hours.
House Democratic leaders will formally deliver the articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate at noon today. Arguments in the impeachment trial are expected to start next Tuesday. Chief Justice John Roberts will preside. Lawmakers in Russia are set to vote on the appointment of a new prime minister a day after President Vladimir Putin kicked off an unexpected reshuffle of his inner circle. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Target's rare miss in holiday sales raises concerns about the challenges ahead for the retail industry. The discounter reported sales that were well below last year's, joining a growing list of retailers with meager performances during the critical holiday shopping season. Target says it experienced weaker than expected sales of electronics, toys, and home goods. Analysts blame the disappointing sales on increasing competition from online retailers. A major U.S. web infrastructure and security company says it will provide free cybersecurity support to federal election campaigns. The goal is to help thwart a repeat of the large-scale effort by Russian agents in 2016 to steal and leak sensitive campaign emails and documents. San Francisco-based Cloudflare says it will provide access to several of its security services, including enhanced protection of firewalls which defend networks from unauthorized access. On Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Mardi Gras is just around the corner with the first South Alabama Parade on Dolphin Island in January. I'm Rennie Brabner, and you can help me research new information that can be included in Moon Pie Minutes 2020. Just email me your favorite Mardi Gras story, Mardi Gras memory, or Mardi Gras tidbit at rennie@fmtalk1065.com. Subject line, Moon Pie Minutes. That's Rennie, R-E-N-N-I-E, at fmtalk1065.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Got a couple of wrecks we're dealing with this morning that they're claiming have fog as the cause, and it's another foggy day in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Yeah, the fog's going to be around for a while this morning, and we will see a little bit of sunshine. There's also a chance of a few showers today, some scattered showers, and another warm day up into the mid-70s. Yesterday, we reached 78, and that tied a record for the date. The record was 78 set in 1974. And since the normal temperature is 61 for the high, we're way above normal. Now, tonight, I expect cloudy skies, and we'll cool into the 50s. In fact, they're down around 52 degrees for tonight. And then tomorrow, a cold front that is right now across central portions of Alabama and Mississippi. That front will move to the Gulf tonight, and tomorrow will be just a little bit cooler. Should be mostly cloudy and a high in the upper 60s. And that sets us up now for the weekend. And the weekend, we're going to see a return of winter coming in for Sunday. On Saturday, a good chance for showers. We've got some very cold air that is up over, the southern edge of it is in Missouri and Kentucky. And it's waiting to come down here. And what's going to set it off is a storm system coming out of the Rockies. As that moves across the Great Plains, it's going to bring all that cold air down to the Gulf Coast and across the southeast. So what we'll see then on Saturday is a good chance for showers, another warm day up to 72. And then on Sunday, that Arctic front comes in, and it'll be mostly cloudy and a high in the mid-50s, and then dropping to the mid-30s Sunday night. And that's not the end of it, because on Monday, mostly sunny, 52 for the high, and then the upper 20s Monday night. Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, but only 48 degrees for the high for Tuesday afternoon, and then back down to near 30 for Tuesday night. So it looks like a breeze for the city for Monday night and Tuesday night.
Right. So those cold temps, probably the coldest temperatures we've had since November hitting our area.
Yeah. Been a long time, and we've been way above normal so far in January, and of course quite a few days in December were way above normal.
Now Saturday with the rain, any severe weather associated with that?
Doesn't look like it. I don't think we're going to have the support in the upper atmosphere for severe weather, but we will have showers, and those showers will most likely continue into the evening hours. And then it will gradually improve. But I don't expect a lot of sunshine this weekend, because it looks like Sunday, even though we're going to cool down quite a bit in the mid-50s, we should have mostly cloudy skies.
All right. If somebody was wanting to dig around for the warmest or wettest Januaries on record, that kind of information is in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, we do have that, and a lot of interesting facts, not only for weather here at Mobile, but around the world. You'll find copies, and they're free, in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply at Autocraft Collision Center in Fairhope, as well as Billy Langford Allstate. We're in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. Now, here at Mobile, you'll find copies at West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmastown. You can always get copies at Fox 10 and right here, the studios of 106.5.
Right, thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Sitting at 65 now at our studios. Dense fog advisory, like Dr. Bill said, in effect through at least mid-morning, if not later, for Mobile and Baldwin counties. Check the ride in. Kane's traffic coming up next.
Just as Mobile is the birthplace of the original Mardi Gras, OMG1703.com is the birthplace of the original Mardi Gras apparel. Live every day like it's Mardi Gras in our super soft shirts and great hats at OMG1703.com.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation invites you to the 2020 Sustainability Summit, Friday, January 31st, at the University of South Alabama Student Center. Dr. Susan Humphreys, a marine scientist at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, will be the keynote speaker. Registration is $60 for general attendees, $50 for Green Coast Council members, and $25 for students. For a detailed summit schedule and to register, visit the ACF website, joinacf.org.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, it's been a busy ride in so far this morning. We've got plenty of fog we're still dealing with. In accidents now at Gunn at Theodore Dawes, Magnolia and Pleasant Valley, and Government of Michigan. That's involving injuries with a school bus in Water Street, St. Louis, and Wolfridge and Moffitt. All these, again, waiting for the records. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
740 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, Dr. Bill and Kane, and coming up in just a, 10 minutes' time, Captain Bobby Arriscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, plus Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert, all straight ahead this morning on Mobile Mornings. Heather asked on the text line, does Dr. Bill think there's any chance of snow in January? We'll ask him, but I mean, the way we've been going, finally just getting some cool mm-hmm. weather, some colder weather back in the mix. It has been warm. Yep. And now you see it, like, stuff growing in our yards, the azaleas, you know, thinking about putting on buds, and then it's going to be surprise come Monday night.
But the way the weather's been going, nothing would be off the table. I could see anything happening the way, I mean, it's just been a roller coaster.
It's a cop-out. That is a cop-out.
Cop-out?
Just say anything could happen. That's a cop-out.
How's that?
Because then anything that happens, you're right.
Well, I've already made one good prediction for this
you
week.
You did. You called
true. So.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in sports. You called a sporting event that a lot of people would not have agreed mm-hmm. with you for an undefeated team to become defeated as of last night. We'll get to that in a second. Also, audio of the tense-looking post-debate exchange between Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator Bernie Sanders was released last night, revealing both of them accusing the other of lying on national television. This is back to the he said, she said, you know, and you could see the not, you pointed out yesterday, the handshake not being received, for the handshake offered by Sanders, not received by Warren the other night at the Democratic debate.
Yeah, she didn't pull the move where you act like you're going to give a handshake and then brush your hand through your hair, but it was contentious there, and it came after she shook the hands of several other candidates that were debating.
Now, CNN, which hosted the debate, has reported there was backup audio archive of the debate, because it wasn't on the main mic when that happened, but they did have backup audio, and they released it last night, and it sounded like this.
Me a liar on national TV?
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
Let's not do it now. Okay. And also, billionaire Democratic donor Tom Steyer approached the Bernie Sanders and said, hey, I don't want to get in the middle of it. I just wanted to say hi, Bernie. And Bernie said, yeah, good, okay. He replied as he walked away. So there you go. That's what the interaction was between the two senators.
So CNN, who was about to air a debate with mm-hmm. six boring candidates who proved to be pretty boring during the debate, they break this story that Bernie Sanders allegedly told Elizabeth Warren that a woman couldn't be president.
Yes.
And who knows who sourced that? Probably Elizabeth Warren's camp.
Most likely,
and
yes.
then they say Elizabeth Warren confirmed the story. And then they presume during the onstage questions, you know, how did you feel when Bernie Sanders said a woman couldn't win president?
Yeah.
And then they leak the audio that they got from their debate. Come on, CNN. This is all CNN.
Yeah, this is the show business around politics, for sure. 743, sports on the way with Dalton, and news is next.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh, yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1, or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A shooting in Baldwin County stemmed from an incident that started in Florida. One person was shot around 8 last night on Highway 90 near Champion Paper Road in Seminole. The victim was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office are both investigating. Opening statements are expected to begin this morning in the trial of a man accused of murdering three family members in Pensacola. Donald Hartung will face a jury for the first time today, nearly 5 years after the brutal crime. Investigators believe a witchcraft ritual was the motive behind the crime. A Mobile police officer injured in the line of duty is still recovering 1 year after a crash. Last year, Officer Clayton Graham was hit by another car on Halls Mill Road near the Spring Creek Bridge. The woman accused of hitting him, Shannon Foreman, faces several charges connected to that crash. You will hear from Officer Graham's family tonight on News 5 at 10. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
Good morning, 746 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football, Alabama running back Najee Harris will reportedly return for his senior season with the Crimson Tide. Harris has not officially made his decision public. This was reported yesterday by Bama Online. But Harris did share an Instagram post from quarterback Mac Jones late yesterday afternoon that seemed to confirm his decision. The post from Jones said, "Let's go to work, my brother." In three seasons at Alabama, Harris has rushed for 2,377 yards and 20 touchdowns. Also has 356 yards receiving with 7 touchdown receptions. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron was named the winner of the 2019 Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award. That award's been given annually to the National Coach of the Year since 1986. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney has won the award 3 of the past 4 years, including last season. Orgeron, the first SEC coach to take home the honor since Gus Malzahn back in 2013. It's the first time that Orgeron has won that award. It'll be tough for Coach O to repeat that feat next year. Not only will LSU be without senior quarterback Joe Burrow and their passing game coordinator Joe Brady, who moved into the offensive coordinator role with the Carolina Panthers, but 7 Tigers underclassmen have now declared for the NFL draft. Among those who announced on Wednesday that they will turn pro are the team's leading rusher, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the leading pass catcher, Justin Jefferson, the leading tackler, Jacob Phillips, and the nation's top defensive back, Grant Delpit, who won the Jim Thorpe Award. Center Lloyd Cushenberry III, left tackle Sadiq Charles, and inside linebacker Patrick Queen also will leave early for the NFL. The second leading tackler, safety Jacoby Stevens, along with nose tackle Tyler Shelvin, announced that they will be returning to LSU. Video after Monday night's championship game appeared to show former LSU Tiger Odell Beckham Jr. handing out cash to LSU players on the field. When LSU Associate Athletic Director Robert Munson was asked about that on Tuesday night, he said, quote, "It was a joke. The bills were fake bills." But on an interview with Barstool Sports' Pardon My Take on Tuesday morning, Tigers Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow said that that cash was not fake.
Did Odell give you money?
Yeah, I'm not a student athlete anymore, so I can say yeah.
LSU issued a statement on Wednesday saying they were aware of the video showing, quote, apparent cash being given to players by Beckham, and that LSU had been in contact with the NCAA and the SEC.
You're telling me that Beckham has no idea that
that's not a good choice?
There's a chance. There's a chance he knew that that was not a good choice. There's also a chance that maybe he was making some bigger point about this, that athletes need to be paid. I don't know. We'll see what they determine with this investigation, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of penalties the NCAA puts down on LSU. In SEC basketball last night, the Alabama Crimson Tide handed the Auburn Tigers their first loss of the season with an 83-64 Tide win in Tuscaloosa. Alabama took the lead early and never trailed in the game. Point guard Kyra Lewis Jr. scored a game-high 25 points in the win. The Tigers' loss leaves number 7-ranked San Diego State as the nation's last unbeaten team. South Carolina came back from down 14 points to beat number 10 Kentucky 81-78. The Gamecocks' Jermaine Cousinard banked in a last-second three-pointer as time expired.
Cousinard with one. Pull up three. Good if it goes. He got it! He got it! He got it! Carolina wins! Unreal shot by Jermaine Cousinard!
He did get it. That was from the SEC Network. And Kentucky now 12-4 after its first conference loss of the year. Georgia routed Tennessee 80-63, and Arkansas beat Vanderbilt 75-55. And great news for New Orleans Pelicans fans, Executive Vice President David Griffin told reporters yesterday that Zion Williamson, the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, is expected to make his debut on January 22nd at home against San Antonio.
Assuming he is cleared by then, which he is not quite yet, our anticipation is he'll play his first game on the 22nd at home against San Antonio.
Williamson hasn't played since undergoing surgery on October 21st to repair a torn right lateral meniscus. It's 7:50. That's the FM Talk 106.5 Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, is still working the accident involving a school bus at Government and Michigan Avenue. Part of the roadway is blocked off. Gunn and Theodore Dawes Road also seeing delays because of an accident. Magnolia and Pleasant Valley, also Wolfridge and Moffitt right in the middle of the roadway. All these are with injuries waiting for wreckers. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
7:53, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Get the gear you need to head to the woods this weekend or head to the water like Captain Bobby is doing right now. Captain Bobby Everscotto from the A-Team joins us, the star of the show. Hey, man.
A lot of water in the woods, too. You might can do both of them at the same time.
That's right. That's right. They are flooded up and down the Alabama, Tom, Bigby, and Mobile Rivers, which is part of what goes into an inshore fishing report. You got a lot of that sweet water mixing with the salt.
That's exactly right, and there's a lot of it, and there's probably going to be more to come down after this weekend, you know. But like we talked about last weekend, it's this time of year, man. You're going to have to deal with some fresh water, some runoff, local rain, too. And, you know, with that, you know, one of the things I tell people all the time, I can overcome just about anything when it comes to trout fishing. You know, wind, heat, cold, you know, whatever. The toughest thing is to overcome is fresh water, because they just physically can't live in fresh water. So you have to really adjust your tactics if you want to catch trout. And that involves, you know, finding or knowing where there are salinity levels that are suitable for them to you know, to be. So you have to be around trout in order to catch them. That's the first part of the recipe, obviously. So, you know, no matter how good you are, if they're not around, you're not going to catch them. So you have to do that. You know, and with that, I mean, this is a tough time of year. The next month or two are probably going to be a little bit tough, you know, for trout fishing. Very rarely do you hear anybody jumping down and saying, boy, I just can't wait for that January and February trout fishing, you know, and like we do it about May or the fall, you know. So they're fish to be caught, trout to be caught. The tidal river is going to be your best bet. Some of the smaller bayou areas, you know, West Fowl River stays pretty salty. Some of the smaller bayous clean up really quick. Dog River cleans up pretty quick. So there's some fish in there to be caught. But this time of year is a good time of year if you want to go catch some fish, is to get out in the marsh if the weather is suitable. Get out to the mouth of the bay if the weather lets you. Some of that close-in structure just gets loaded up with all sorts of fish. You know what I'm talking about, Sean. You get out there, you can catch, you know, sheephead, white trout, certainly redfish. Gosh, just a variety of
red snapper.
Red snapper. Well, you know, the near extinct red snapper, you really literally could kick, you know, can catch them, and we've done it this time of year. You know, that's what I do. That's what I like to do. If the weather lets you, is to get out there and do some of that close-in structure fishing. And when you get these weak tides like we're going to have this weekend, that's a good time of the year. This is a good time of the tide cycle to do that.
How are you setting up if you're going to go to one of those gas rigs in the mouth of the bay? What are you rigging up with and how?
Well, those are the kind of things you're going to want to fish down near the bottom. You know, you're going to want to have, I call it a Carolina rig, you know, if it's the small version of a sow rig, that sort of thing. Because the main thing is you're going to want to get that bait down on the bottom or very, very near the bottom. So I'm going to set it up with probably a 3/8 or even a half-ounce slip sinker. 4-0 kale hook's plenty big enough to catch anything that you want to catch. And then from there, the key is the fresh bait. You got to have fresh dead shrimp, crab work. Some guys get oysters, fiddler crabs, those kind of things. You know, any kind of little crustacean like that's going to do wonders for you. I enjoy catching them on artificial bait, though. I'll put a half-ounce jig head and use a gulp. The swimming mullet's my favorite, either in chartreuse or pearl white in the 4-inch size. And those will catch all of the stuff we just mentioned, maybe with the exception of sheephead, but they'll catch, you know, all the other species we're just talking about. But the key to that, and when I mentioned the 3/8 or half-ounce jig head, is you've got to use that to get that bait down to the bottom.
Now let's talk about this. The spring, well, at a certain point, we will be done with this tough January, February fishing. If somebody wants to get a trip booked for this upcoming spring, they're doing that now, right? You're taking those bookings now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We get calls, several calls a day via email and the phone, and you can do that. Just go to ateamfishing.com. It's got our phone number on it and a contact form, and you can shoot us the dates you'd like, or we can walk you through the tides and the moons and that sort of thing, too. So just go to ateamfishing.com, and you can go get all that done.
Oh, as always, Captain Bobby, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go say hello to the crew there. Tell them I said hi, or I might be there right alongside you doing the same this afternoon. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us next.